He has a clean record, and he's shown himself to be sincere in striving for the betterment of the city.
It's too bad the voters haven't shown enough interest in Dunlow's past. They wouldn't have put him in office if he had.
Dunlow's a sleek politician. A good many voters have yet to learn if they want good government, they'll have to check more closely on the man for whom they vote.
I know. Has something come up about Mr. Haverhill?
Well, as you know, he just phoned. He seemed upset about something. Wants to see me. I thought I'd wait to find out what's up before I go out on that editorial, that's all.
I see.
Oh, by the way, phone Cato at my apartment. Tell him I'll dine downtown. I'm seeing Haverhill at his home at 8 o'clock tonight.
All right, sir. I'll call Cato right away.
Good. I'm rather curious to know just what could upset a man like John Haverhill. So I don't want to be late for that appointment.
Promptly at 8 o'clock that evening, Rick Reed rang the doorbell of John Haverhill's comfortable home in the suburbs.
Why, Britt Reed, how nice.
Good evening, Loretta.
Do come right in.
I have an appointment with John. He asked me to come over tonight around 8.
Really? He didn't tell me, but I'm glad you came. John came home this afternoon and he seemed so worried. I've never seen him quite like that before.